Just So Stories by Rudyard Kipling. Read by Katie Haig. How the Whale Got His Throat. In the sea, once upon a time, oh my best beloved, there was a whale, and he ate fishes. He ate the starfish and the garfish, and the crab and the dab, and the plaice and the dace, and the skate and his mate, and the mackerel and the pickerel, and the really truly twirly whirly eel. All the fishes he could find in all the sea he ate with his mouth. So, till at last there was only one small fish left in all the sea, and he was a small 'stute fish, and he swam a little behind the whale's right ear, so as to be out of harm's way. Then the whale stood up on his tail and said, "I'm hungry." And the small 'stute fish said in a small 'stute voice, "Noble and generous cetacean, have you ever tasted man?"
"No,"
said the whale.
"What's it like?"
"Nice," said the small 'stute fish. "Nice, but nubbly."
"Then fetch me some,"
said the whale. And he made the sea froth up with his tail. "One at a time is enough," said the 'stute fish. "If you swim to latitude 50 north, longitude 40 west, that's magic. You will find, sitting on a raft, in the middle of the sea, with nothing on but a pair of blue canvas breeches, a pair of suspenders, you must not forget the suspenders, best beloved, and a jackknife, one shipwrecked mariner, who, it is only fair to tell you, is a man of infinite resource and sagacity." So the whale swam and swam to latitude 50 north, longitude 40 west, as fast as he could swim, and on a raft, in the middle of the sea, with nothing to wear except a pair of blue canvas breeches, a pair of suspenders, you must particularly remember the suspenders, best beloved, and a jackknife, he found one single solitary shipwrecked mariner, trailing his toes in the water.